We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of Titillating Sports. I'm your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from my home on the Oakland side of the bay. Hopefully for just probably about one more week, because I'm vaxxed up, and I think things are starting to open up. I've only been doing all my shows here 6 days a week from my humble abode, but whatever. This is the Video Game Review, and this is the only hour on all these sports talk networks that we get to talk about video games without getting yelled at. I cover every type of video game, not just sports video games. Of course, we are originating on Sports Byline USA out here in San Francisco, and great to have you with us wherever you are listening. SB Nation Radio picking us up as well, and very privileged to be back on Sirius Satellite Radio, as we are on the 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel as well, as we've just gone past 1207 AM on the East Coast as well. So great to have you with us, and you may participate. And this is a video game show. I'm a gamer like you. I don't make them, but I know what I like. I don't like. I judge video games on one criterion, and that is it fun? If it's fun, we'll play it. So hardcore gamers, neophytes, everybody in between, call me up. 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down, dial it up. 1-800-878-PLAY. Play is 7529. The way the show goes, we will give away a brand new game at 40 after, just over a half hour. Send me emails, rick@sportsbyline.com, to win the game. Also, to request a cheat code, which I do at the end of the show. I will be giving away, or I'll be telling you all the new releases. I'll be giving away all the new releases. That would be cool, though. That'll be in the show as well. And we're going to start off with an interview right on the other side of this break as well. But we are on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, all Apple applications for receiving the programming here. We also are on American Forces Radio Network worldwide, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, AWACS overhead. If you're in the military, I'm on your side. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're also on your TV sets at CRN Digital Plus 2, the Cable Radio Network Channel 2. And emails Rick at Sports Byline, as I mentioned, and the Twitter is at Rick Tittle, as I enunciate my T's. Let's get the show started. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
I'm Ron Barr. All my life I've been active, playing tennis, pickup basketball, cycling, and swimming. But let me tell you, as I've gotten older, my body now tells me when enough is enough and I've done too much. Did you know 100 million Americans suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living? I want to recommend Relief Factor to you. Relief Factor can help all those body parts that are hurting, sore, such as neck and shoulder, back, hip, or knee, or just general muscle aches and pains. Here's what I recommend. Go to ReliefFactor.com to find out more. And Relief Factor has something special for the Sports Byline USA Network listeners. You can get their 3-week quick start program for just $19.95. That's only 95 cents a day. So give them a call at 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. Or check it out at ReliefFactor.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. That's 800-251-7460.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
The Video Game Review. Welcome back to Sports Byline, USA, coast to coast, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, because we are very happy to bring into the show filmmaker Mads Hedegaard, and he's here to talk about his movie Cannon Arm and the Arcade Quest, which is at the 2021 Hot Dogs Nights Vision International Documentary Festival, and he comes from Denmark. Mads, welcome to the show, and my grandfather was from Denmark. I've been there many times. I have relatives in Odense and Roskilde as well. So I have to ask, growing up, did you go to Tivoli a lot?
I did, yes. I have been there quite a few times, growing up and as an adult.
And we are red, we are white, we are Danish Dynamite, Sweden 92, the whole team, Schmeichel and all those guys, unforgettable, right?
Yep, exactly.
A lot of Carlsberg was drunk that day, wasn't it?
Indeed. I was a bit too young to join in that drinking escapade, but I'm sure there were...
You're never too young to drink in Europe, though, really.
Well, I guess you're right.
All right, enough of that frivolity. Let's talk about the movie. Kim Cannon Arm is a grandfather who's a pretty much an arcade legend. Tell us a little bit more about Kim, please.
Yeah, well, he is an arcade legend. Like he's known around the world in the arcade communities for setting a lot of world records in retro arcade games. And when I met him, he had just decided to try to set the world record in the marathon arcade gaming. So he wanted to play his favorite arcade game Gyros for 100 hours straight, and I thought that was a great story for a film, and especially with a character like Kim. So I decided to try to make a documentary about that, And here we are, and it's now premiering in a few weeks. So I'm really excited about that. Because he's a kind of a special guy, I think you could say, and his friends as well, because in order to pull off that record attempt, he needs a lot of help from his friends, who are these... he's from an archaic community in Copenhagen, Denmark, which is really tight-knit, and like it's guys who didn't necessarily have an easy life, but they found each other in the arcade and created this fantastic community. And that's what the film is about, his record attempt and the community that they share. Yeah.
Well, the community at the Bip Bip Bar, and Kim, you could say, never really left the 80s. You mentioned he played Gyrus. He already had the record for 49 straight hours on a single coin. He's still rocking a mullet. He's still, in a way, kind of still in the 80s, isn't he?
In a way. He really likes the like, as he said so many times to me, like, he likes the old games because they're so simple and no fancy business going on. It's just a great gameplay, and then you can play it for a long time if you are as good at it as he is. So he's working a mullet and listening to Iron Maiden and really digging all these retro games.
Probably a lot of Metallica he's got going too, right?
Definitely. Yeah.
Could you also just talk a little bit about a long, I would kind of call it a Königstrasse, just the area in Copenhagen where the no cars allowed, and it's such a small country, but such a tight knit country as well, and that community aspect that you were talking about.
I guess that the community aspect is a big thing in Denmark. I'm not sure if it's not as big in the US or anywhere else, but I guess it is kind of big in Denmark, and I guess it is important for people to be part of the community. But to me, I to be honest, I think that goes for everyone. I think that goes for people in the US as well as in France or Australia or Vietnam or wherever you go. I think everyone needs to have a sense of belonging in a place, and that could be like in a football club or a tennis court or an arcade. I think we all need to get that feeling that we are in a place where we feel most comfortable with the people that we know and share our interests with, no matter what the interests are. It could be football, it could be hockey, it could be, anything. Movies, for my part.
Speaking of football, are you Brøndby or FC Copenhagen?
FCK, yeah. I have to say. But to be honest, I'm not really that much into football. But if I had to make a choice, it would definitely be FC Copenhagen.
And we only have about 30 seconds left. I would imagine 100 consecutive hours, he have to wear diapers, right?
He has around 10 minutes a day in every 24 hours. He can be away from the machine. So that's where he goes to the toilet or closes his eyes for just a few minutes. So no, he doesn't wear a diaper. Luckily.
Well, the movie is called Cannon Arm and the Arcade Quest. It is about the legendary arcade player in Denmark, Kim Cannon Arm, with a great name. And we've been speaking with the director, Mads Hedegaard. Mads, tusen tak. Congratulations on the film. And is there a link or a website we can go to?
I think I forgot the name of it now.
Oh, so the Hot Dogs Night Vision International Doc Festival, we can find it there?
Yeah, definitely. And you can watch the trailer if you look up Cannon Arm and the Arcade Quest on YouTube. There's a trailer. But also at the Hot Dogs website, that there's a link as well.
All right, great stuff. Thank you very much, Mads Hedegaard, everybody. Cannon Arm and the Arcade Quest. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on Sports Byline.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the show, and the lines are open the rest of the way. With Cannon Arm Rick Tittle, that's me, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. In the next segment, I will give away a brand new game, as I always do at 40 after. And we will also tell you, I'll tell you what's going to be new on the shelf with the new releases. Well, I talked about this a couple weeks ago, the, controversial, let's just say disturbing decision by Sony that they were closing down the PS3 and the PS Vita stores. And then that was it. I mean, throw in the PSP as well. And there was a backlash. Well, Sony has now backpedaled, almost like the European Super League. Sorry. Jim Ryan, who is the president of Sony Interactive Entertainment, in a tweet a couple days ago, he said, okay, I heard you loud and clear. We will, all caps, not shut down the PS Store access for hashtag PlayStation 3 and hashtag PSV this summer. You can continue to buy all those classics. And then he had a little wink emoji, and it says, at least while these newly increased sales numbers persist. So, whilst not permanent, if you want to get into the actual blog post, let me just read you a little blurb from it, from Sony. Here it is. Recently, we notified players that PlayStation 4 for PS3 and PS Vita devices was planned to end this summer. Upon further reflection, however, it's clear that we made the wrong decision here. So I'm happy to say that we'll be keeping the PlayStation Store operational for PS3 and PS Vita devices. PSP commerce functionality will retire on July 2nd, 2021 as planned. Now, of course, PSP, that became before, what's what I have, a PSP, I have a Vita as well. The PSP used to play the UMDs, remember the Universal Media Discs? They had movies. I have Holy Grail on UMD. I remember I had, this is so long ago, that Viva La Bam, he came on the show to talk about that. I think it was on MTV. But we gave away all the, I think I watched all the Viva La Bams on the PSP. It's funny how long ago that was. But the statement from Sony continues. When we initially came to the decision to end purchasing support for PS3 and PS Vita, it was born out of a number of factors, including commerce support challenges for older devices and the ability for us to focus more of our resources on newer devices, where a majority of our gamers are playing on. Good grammar. We see now that many of you are incredibly passionate about being able to continue purchasing classic games on PS3 and PS Vita for the foreseeable future. So I'm glad we were able to find a solution to continue operations. And he goes on, blah, blah, blah. So, listen. I use the Super League as a sort of example to come later. But still, they made a bad call, and gamers reacted with justified anger. And the backlash somehow, somewhere, penetrated the corporate power structure. You know, because whenever you make a decision like this, you know people are going to whine and be upset. But you just say, they'll yell at us for a week. I mean, I've seen this in broadcasting time and time again. When, you know, you get jobs, you don't get jobs. But, like, if you have a favorite radio show and then people will say, you fired both the hosts, you have two new hosts, I'll never, ever, ever listen to your station again. In fact, I boycott your station. Week goes by, they're like, let me take a listen. So normally I would think Sony would be like, you know what? Everybody's going to hate on us for a couple of weeks, but this is for the best. But as I said, when you see the numbers, and like people started doing panic buys, this is exactly what happened. I don't need to read that in Forbes. I mean, when people found out, we're shutting this down, it's like, whoa, let's start buying everything. And they're like, why are we shutting this down again? Right. That's why that final line from Ryan where he said, at least while these newly increased numbers persist, wink emoji. But the whole thing about keeping this part of our history alive, they don't care about the history. If they cared about the history, they wouldn't have shut it down in the first place, right? But that's the thing. As you think about how much money was made during the pandemic and then how much of it wasn't made, what does that mean? Well, the international semiconductor shortage. Do you have a PS5? I sure as hell don't. They came out in November. They came out 6 months ago. And I check every day. I don't sit there and hit refresh all day long. But I check every day, three places. And another place says, we'll email you as soon as we get them. But I just check, just to see. See if somebody, as I said, I got to a certain point a few months ago. It's like, I'm not paying double. I'm not paying $1,000. I mean, if we all really wanted one, we could, move heaven and earth, I guess, and say, all right. If I'm going to pay a sweet grand, it's going to have, it's going to have VR. It's going to have everything. But as I said, numbers shot up. But since February of this year, investors now are talking about what they call the pandemic hangover. In other words, now that the quote-unquote real economy is coming back and these people who have spent, like you and me, spent so much money in video games, it's like, all right, well, oh, there's other stuff to buy now. Maybe we can go outside, maybe do an Airbnb, take a vacation, take a flight somewhere, right? And so everybody's a little bit panicky when it comes to that. And they start thinking, well, what can we do? What should we do? Well, what they're hoping for is a big boost at E3. Just the fact that we're talking about E3, it's going to be online because of the pandemic. But we didn't have an E3 at all last year. In fact, in San Francisco, we have missed out now on two game developers conferences. The game developers conference last year, at the beginning of March, that was the first thing that I saw canceled because of COVID. And what happened was it was on, and then all these big companies started pulling out. We're not going to be there. Okay, well, then we're not going to be there. And then I remember at the time some people said, oh, it's racist, because they said, oh, all these people are coming in from China. Oh, they're going to spread the disease. And they go, well, is it racist? And it's like, well, whatever it is, everyone's canceling. And then when PlayStation pulled out, people looked around and they were like, at first Xbox was like, whoa, we're going to have the whole floor to ourselves. And it's like, nah, dude, we can't do it. Well, that came and went, and another one came and went. E3 is going to go down. And as I said, it's going to be online, but it'll be June 12th to June 15th. And, normally that's when the enthusiasm starts to build for things. And there are some major games coming out later this year, including Halo Infinite, which is going to be on the Series X, Horizon Forbidden West, that's from Sony, Far Cry 6, if you're into that. I'm not. But very excited about Battlefield 6 from EA, which I hope is better than the last one. The one before that, Battlefield 1 and Battlefield 4, I love those. Not so much the last one. And then, of course, as usual, we're going to have another Call of Duty game later this year, too. I know. By the way, season 3 just began, and that was just another kick in the pants. What I mean by that is when you sit down to play and it's like, can't play online unless you update, the network functionality. And it's just such a long download. And then I'm okay with that, like every few months, but just the patches that come with it as well. Those games are coming out. So in the meantime, there's been a lot of focus on mobile games. I was looking at Hot Shots Golf or Everybody's Golf, whatever, made by Clap Hands, speaking of the PSP, and I saw it was on iPhone, and I go, oh, I'm actually going to buy that game. Wait, you can't buy it. You can't? No, you have to subscribe to Apple Games on the iPhone for like $4.99 a month. Like, well, that's the only game I want to play out of all these games. So that's $70 a year. And I'm like, nah, I'll pass then. But EA just reached a deal to buy Glu Mobile, GLU, which does mobile games. Guess how much EA paid for Glu Mobile? $2.1 billion. Yes. The video games, it's a whole different world when you play them on the phone with a glass touchscreen. You're not going to get the kind of gameplay and control you're going to get anywhere else. That goes without saying. And there was a certain point, remember Nokia had the little thing that would slide out with the little D-pad. No one's really invented something like that just yet. But just for screwing around, we know the mobile game. I mean, everybody's got a phone in their hands. How many people? I said everybody's got a phone in their hands. All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We will take a quick break. When we come back from the break, I'll give away a brand new game. You just have to answer a very easy question. And we'll continue the discussion right here on the Video Game Review.
Time for your small business report presented by Dell Small Business. If you'll be at the office for 5 hours, only schedule 4 hours of work. If it's 10 hours, then only 8 hours of work, because there is always something that comes up last minute that you have to deal with. And if not, you'll have time to catch up on your emails, read up on what's happening in your industry, or dedicate more time to a passion project. But by leaving 20% of your day open, you know that you can confidently take care of those last minute things that come up without scrambling around and worrying how it's going to affect the workload of the rest of your week. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored mm-hmm. small business solutions that make you feel
okay.
Truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
You've loved her since the day you first met her. You've loved her through the good times and the bad. There's nothing you wouldn't do to make her happy. You may be older now, but that doesn't mean your love will ever change. ED happens, and it happens to about 50% of men over the age of 40. Visit RexMD.com and show her your love has never changed and never will. RexMD.com has helped thousands of men. Here's how RexMD.com works. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you can get FDA-approved ED medication, which are currently available to new customers. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Don't wait another minute. RexMD.com is now offering sample pack prescriptions of ED medication. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's REXMD.com.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law.
welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review. As I mentioned, this is the time 40 after we give away a brand new game. Second correct answer to the email address, rick@sportsbyline.com, sportsbyline.com, will win the game. It's called Humankind. I have it here for the PC. By the way, it's also available on the Stadia, if you have that thing. And they need all the good games they can get there. I think the problem with the Stadia was that a lot of people thought it would be subscription-based, whereas like Netflix or Amazon, you just go on and pick some games, and you have to buy the game. You pay $69.99 for a game, plus tax. You either want it on your hard drive, or you want the shiny disc. Instead, you pay Stadia for the money, and then it exists on their servers. Yeah, I'm not on board yet. Anyway, Humankind, from the creators of Endless Space and Endless Legend, Humankind is a four-time strategy game that will see players micromanaging their way across the course of human history from the Bronze Age through four separate eras. This is published by Sega and developed by Amplitude Studios. The question I have, and by the way, this game just came out 3 days ago. The question I have here is, I have it for the PC. Is this game about the history of the Earth, or is this game about the history of donuts? Just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. By the way, rated E10+, mild violence, mild language, alcohol references. Wow. Alcohol references. I'm going to get me a beer. Oh, hide your ears, Junior. What did he say? He said he's getting a beer. Look, I'm not against warnings. This is adult entertainment. And there are some horrible, horrible, awful, traumatic things you can see on TV and movies. And there should be a warning. Little kids shouldn't see that stuff. It's adult entertainment, and it is in video games, too. GTA is not for kids. Once again, GTA is not for little kids. But the one that makes me laugh is when it says smoking. Oh, my gosh, somebody had a cigarette. All right, I'll get up my high horse. Let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer is Humankind, about the history of the Earth, about the history of donuts. There you have it. With the Madden game, I think it's pretty funny because before the Super Bowl, actually before the season, before the playoffs, the people over at EA Sports in the game, right across the bay from me in Foster City, what they do is they do Sims, and they become Sim City. No, they'll play out the whole season, they'll play out the playoffs, they'll play out the Super Bowl. And sometimes they'll run it, you know, 1,000 times and then just take like whatever it is. But the Madden game did one mock draft. They just let it go down the line. And something weird happened. At 22 overall in the Madden game, their AI selected for the Tennessee Titans Notre Dame offensive tackle Leon Eichenberg. Leon Eichenberg has not been projected to go on day one. It's very interesting. In the second round, things got kind of crazy, too, because then Javonte Williams out of North Carolina went. Not that he's not a good running back, but the Titans already have Derrick Henry, and they like what they got out of Darrington Evans last year. Just letting you know, it's not real life, but a lot of people put a lot of stock into these picks. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. Also, a couple days ago, we found out that Apple iPad users are going to get more video game perks because there's going to be an update, iPad OS 14.5, that's coming out this coming week, and these tablets are going to gain support for the latest video game controllers. How about that? This is supposed to be on Tuesday. Apple's calling it spring loaded. Oh, get it?
Is it because the season we're in is spring?
I think so. The new iPad Pro models are on the way too. Starting prices remain the same as the previous generation as iPad Pros. The get ready to fork. Seriously. An 11-inch model starts at $799. The 12.9-inch iPad Pro starts at $1,099. And, of course, if you wanted to have cellular connections, you got to add another $200 to both of those as well. If you want a lot of storage for games and movies, both models come with 2 terabytes of storage, which is nice. If you want the 2 terabytes of storage, I should say. The 11-inch model with 2 TBs comes at $1,900. The 12.9-inch iPad Pro with 2 TBs comes at $2,200. For $2,200, I want the most kick-butt console alien tower of all time. I don't think I want just a little screen. But then again, I always think, like, if I had some job where I was on a plane nonstop, I guess that would be cool. I don't know. But here's the thing. The iPad Pro will run on Apple's own M1 processor, which uses, it's Mac computers and promises 50% faster performance over the whole deal. But because of that, the latest PlayStation and Xbox controllers will be supported. And I mean, you can use it right now for your PS4 and Xbox One if you want. And this isn't anything new. There have been some, like if you have a Roku, your cell phone, you can use your, with the app, you can use your cell phone as the Roku remote. This isn't something, earth shattering. But the Apple Arcade subscription, like I was saying, $4.99, they say 180 games. You can play them on iPhone, iPad, Mac, Apple TV. How do you play it on Apple TV? I guess you have to have a controller for that. So as part of this limited beta test, Xbox Game Pass Ultimate members will get invites to play cloud games via Chrome and Edge browsers for Windows 10 PCs and the Safari browser on Apple devices starting Tuesday as well. So, look, Microsoft has been testing. And they announced more than 2 years ago on Xbox, PCs, and Android devices that the Xbox Cloud Gaming would have more than 100 games. And as soon as you would play, you'd have Halo, GTA 5, Fallout 4. It was all going to be there. But the thing I always notice about a lot of these services, we have Fallout 4. If you're going to buy it, you would have bought it 2 years ago when you could get the Game of the Year edition or whatever they call it, where they throw in all the DLC together. So, I don't know. I mean, if you've never played video games or you've never had access to them, that's awesome. If you're brand new to the games, that's awesome. But how many hardcore gamers are going to want to fork out, once again, the key word is fork out, money on stuff that they already own or is sort of passe? You know, it's not like music where it's like we have all the Beatles songs. Oh, I already listened to them. No, it's a different type of thing. But it's going to go out to 22 countries. That's how it's going to start off. And the xCloud games will be compatible with Bluetooth or a USB connected controller. And you can play with touch control some games like Minecraft Dungeons. That's going to work on it as well. But, as I said, the whoever is playing a game on their iPad, to me, this isn't something where, like, oh, I have to have it. If you're sitting in front of your TV and you have an Xbox controller or a PS5, controller, no, I'll just use my iPad. You will? Yeah, what the hell? I'll just use this. All right, sounds good. 1-800-878-PLAY. The email bag here, rick@sportsbyline.com. This one comes from Kimmy, K-I-M-I. I like the way you spell that. Kimmy says, Rick, if you can get the download on hot dogs, look for the new double barrel weapon. It kicks blank. Yes, I did get that. By the way, that's the cool thing about that too on Steam is they're doing these automatic updates anyway. But as I mentioned, on the Index, by the way, the Valve Index, the horseshoes, hot dogs, hand grenades game. I always get the order mixed up. It's just a fun game to go into a shooting range and you don't have to worry about shooting yourself in the leg. And you don't have to put on ear protection. Now, you don't get the same kick that you really would. But I can tell you what, every time I've gone to, I don't have my own gun, so I got to rent them. And I always rent, you know, full auto, which means I can't do it in California. That's when I'm in Arizona or Nevada. I rent, and I like the older guns, like World War II era. It's expensive, and it's over in a second. So that's just so fun just to go in and check out those guns on that great VR game. All right, let's take a look at the games coming out new this week. Not a big list. Death End Request, the Switch action RPG. Clan O'Connell and the Crown. That sounds quite Scottish. That's a PC platformer. On the Xbox and Xbox One, Second Extinction, that's a shooter. For the PC, an action sports game called Insurmountable. It's about mountain climbing. Hammerhelm, an RPG simulation on the PC. Total War Rome, that's on Linux, Mac, and PC. Star Wars Pinball VR, that's PC, PS4, and Oculus Quest as well, as you can get it there. R-Type Final 2, that is PC, PS4, Switch, Xbox, Xbox One, and R-Type, of course, a classic shooter with its roots back in the 80s arcades. I know, because I was there. All right, we'll take a quick break, and we will come back, and I'll be here as we wrap up a video game review with a cheat code. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you in a second.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912.
That's 800-403-5912.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back. Rick Tittle with you. The Sports Talk will be right back in about 3 minutes, but it's time for the cheat code request on the Video Game Review. Send your request to Rick at sportsbyline.com. I have one here for the NES, which is awesome. The Famicom in Japan, the family computer. That's right, the old, regular, old Nintendo. Really the home console that started it all. Don't act like it didn't when it did, girl. This request here comes from TK. What's up, TK? TK says, Rick, how do you beat the boss in Kid Icarus, and how do you get to the final level quickly? Well, I don't know how you get to the final level quickly. I didn't see anything for that. But I do have the invincibility, which should really help you. Now, here's the thing about NES games. A lot of them didn't even have passwords. And if they did, they were so convoluted. They still, this was before battery backups for a lot of these games. So the ones that did have passwords, it was always a bit confusing. So they were a little ahead of the time. But anyway, Kid Icarus, it is a very tough game. I'm not going to lie. And it's so I can see why it's hard for you. But with this password, you'll just slip right through it because of invincibility. Go to the password screen and enter kid space Icarus space kid space Icarus. What do you think of that? Once again, go to the password and enter. This is all caps. Kid space Icarus space kid one word space Icarus, and you will have invincibility. Somebody asked me the other day, well, it's the same as God mode. No, God mode is where you're basically flying like Superman and you go through walls. And invincibility means you're still playing the game as you would. It's just that you're impervious to any damage or pain. Or you can jump off the top of a mountain and it wouldn't even hurt. All right. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you next week right here on the Video Game Review.